This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin must close above $21,900 to avoid a fresh Bitcoin price crash, according to Top Trader. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin fighting the 200-week moving average. If we close above 22,700, we would have broken a 5-week trend under the 200-week moving average, the longest Bitcoin has ever been there. And quoting Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, he reminds us, 20 months to go until the next Bitcoin halving in 2024, bring it. I can't wait. And quoting Plan C, all I've been hearing is, bro, this time is different, but macro, but war, but contagion. Yet so far, from an on-chain and technical analysis perspective, this cycle has rhymed with all the previous major Bitcoin bottoms. A ton of data is indicating that 17,600 Bitcoin was the bottom. And quoting the Mexican senator, Indira Kempis, Bitcoin is legal tender. We're talking with the Bank of Mexico. Let's go. And everyone, please help me show Nayib Bukele some birthday love in the comments below. The one and only president of El Salvador, the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as the legal tender. Also in today's show, Tesla dumping 75% of his Bitcoin doesn't mean much, says the world's richest crypto billionaire. That's right, CZ, the Binance CEO, was recently interviewed on Fox Business. Quoting him here, nobody knows what are the reasons why he bought or sold. Maybe he needed the cash for Tesla or trying to buy Twitter or something else. I don't know, but it doesn't really mean much. Also in today's show, former Goldman Sachs executive Raul Powell says crypto markets on the verge of a reversal based on this one metric. That's right. While many crypto investors focus on the Bitcoin halving, Powell says it's the M2 money supply, which likely plays a bigger role. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Robert Kiyosaki warns of the biggest bond crash since 1788 and says he is waiting to buy Bitcoin at a lower price. That's right. The best-selling author of Rich Dad Poor Dad stresses that the real problem is in the bond market, which is 40 times larger than the stock market, and says he is waiting for the price of Bitcoin to fall further to buy some. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst predicts unexpected Bitcoin rally that fakes out the bears and shares his target. Quoting him here, we rallied all the way from $29,000 to $53,000 in July 2021. To put that into perspective, in just a matter of a few weeks, or simply put, less than months, we saw an 80% move in Bitcoin's price. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, my crypto fam? Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend. Thus far, Bitcoin found strength at $22,000 here today into July 24th, with the bulls still aiming for a solid green weekly close. And here you're checking out the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, which is currently bullish and pumping. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin halting a weekend drop at $21,900 to return towards $23,000 on the day. Now, the Bitcoin slash USD pair held a trading range closely focused on key long-term trend lines, which analysts had previously described as essential to reclaim. So this is a good sign. These included the 50-day and 200-week moving averages, the latter particularly important as support during bear markets, but which has acted as resistance since May, and that is the current line in the sand. And quoting crypto trader Crypto Melanie, bullish that we perfectly held the 13-day exponential moving average plus horizontal 21,900. I think we'll hang around 22,500 for today's weekly close. New week starting with action down to 21,000 to 21,600 and then up for the rest of the week, forming a bull flag. Trade levels though, not speculation. And checking out this chart, you can see the 50-day and 200-week moving averages stood at 22,370 and 22,690 respectively at the time of this recording, with a spot price of around $22,700. Continuing on, fellow trader Jay described the upcoming weekly close as very, very important, with an accompanying chart signaling out 21,944 and 22,400 as the line in the sand for a bad or good close. Now check this out. Earlier in the week, he warned that such a bad result could be the start of a retracement to new macro lows for Bitcoin as low as $12,000, with continued strength, which could fuel a relief rally as high as $40,000. And if it were to close at the current levels, Bitcoin would seal its highest levels since mid-June. And quoting the Crypto Banter host, Bitcoin fighting the 200-week moving average. If we close above 22,700, we would have broken a five-week trend under the 200-week moving average, the longest Bitcoin has ever been there, just a few hours left to go. And now checking out the altcoin market, we have Ethereum and Cardano leading for the day as the top performers, as both rejected lower levels. Ethereum returned to $1,600 on the day, while ADA likewise looked to challenge its 54-cent peak from during the week, this marking its best performance since June 12th. And analyzing the current crypto environment, traders noted the significance of Ethereum's 2018 high of $1,530, a level which became long-term resistance and which returned as resistance again in June. As pointed out here, ETH, after spending weeks below the 2017 all-time high level, Ethereum is trying to close above it. And this evening is the big close. Close above it, and this pushes till $2,300, in my opinion. Close below, and this keeps chopping, and maybe even makes new lows. Who knows? And as price actions strengthen, meanwhile, outflows of Ether from major exchanges intensified on July 22nd, according to data from on-chain analytics firm CryptoQuant. Those flows totaled 1.87 million coins, which you can see here in this chart.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, reminds us 20 months to go until the next halving. I cannot wait. That means sometime in mid-2024. And Plan C shares, all I've been hearing is, bro, this time is different, but macro, but war, but contagion. Yet so far, from an on-chain and TA perspective, this cycle has rhymed with all the previous major Bitcoin bottoms. A ton of data is indicating that 17,600 Bitcoin was the bottom. Let me know. Do you feel that the bottom is currently in at 17,600, or do you feel we have further to go? And quoting the Mexican senator Indira Kempis, Bitcoin is legal tender. We are talking with the Bank of Mexico. Send it. Let's make it happen. And everyone, please help me show Nayib Bukele some birthday love in the comments right down below, as he is the president of El Salvador, just in case you've been living under a rock, which was the first nation in the world to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender. And start this domino effect for the Bitcoin game theory around the world. And before I break down next story of the day, Tesla dumping 75% of his Bitcoin doesn't mean much, says the world's richest crypto billionaire, and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping back in the green. We got Bitcoin above 22,800, up over 2.5% for the day. We have Ether up over 5%, trading back above $1,600, while Cardano, Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, and XRP are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The CEO of Binance CZ, Xiangping Zhao, is weighing in after the news broke that electric vehicle maker Tesla unloaded the majority of his Bitcoin holdings. They're lost, right? In a new interview with Fox Business, Binance head CZ tells host Neil, people shouldn't read too deeply into Tesla CEO and crypto advocate Elon Musk cashing out a Bitcoin so heavily, quoting CZ here. He is a smart guy, but it doesn't mean that he holds every valuable asset in the world. He probably doesn't hold many other companies' stocks, many other valuable cryptocurrencies, etc. Just because he buys and sells some Bitcoin doesn't mean that because he buys Bitcoin, it got better, or because he sold Bitcoin, it became worse. He makes a great point. And to watch this interview with CZ on Fox News, check the show notes below the video in the description. But here are the continued highlights. The Binance CEO, who Forbes ranks number one on its list of wealthy crypto personalities, says that regardless of what any big investor is doing, Bitcoin continues to prove itself both structurally and in terms of user popularity. Quoting him here, the fundamentals are there. The use cases are there. The user numbers are there. The community is there. The fundamental properties of Bitcoin didn't change because one guy bought or sold. Nobody knows what are the reasons why he bought or sold. Maybe he needed cash for Tesla or trying to buy Twitter or something else. I don't know, but it doesn't really mean much. And he makes a great point. I agree with CZ 100%.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So yeah, Tesla sold 75% of his Bitcoin holdings, which equated to $936 million in cash during the second quarter of 2022, which means Elon bought high and sold low, which is the complete opposite of what you're supposed to do. But obviously, he must have really needed that cash, right? Musk explained the rationale behind the move in a company earnings call by saying the following. It should be mentioned that the reason we sold a bunch of our Bitcoin holdings was that we were uncertain as to when the COVID lockdowns in China would alleviate. Sounds like a poor excuse if you're to ask me, but hey, it is what it is. And he continues. So it was important for us to maximize our cash position given the uncertainty of the COVID lockdowns in China. We are certainly open to increasing our Bitcoin holdings in the future, so this should not be taken as some verdict on Bitcoin. And as of June 30th, the total worth of Tesla's remaining Bitcoin stood at $218 million. And before I break down next story of the day, former Goldman Sachs executive Raoul Powell says the crypto markets are on the verge of a reversal based on this one metric. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $1 trillion with $62.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 41.5%, with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Lido leading the pack up about 14%, trading at $1.74, followed by Synthetics up 13%, trading at $3.35, followed by ADA Cardano up over 8%, trading above 52 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can literally see a sea of green, which I love to see, with some pretty impressive gains on the alts. You have Ape up a whopping 30%, Ethereum Classic up almost 37%, and FTM up about 31%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 30 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 31, last week a 24, and last month an 11 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro guru Raoul Powell says that the digital asset markets could be gearing up for a major trend reversal to the upside if one main metric is any indication. In a new market update on Real Vision, Powell says the crypto markets are mostly driven by the liquidity that comes from the M2 money supply. That's right, the M2 money supply roughly refers to the total amount of currency in circulation plus near money or high liquid non-cash assets that can be easily converted to cash. Now, many crypto investors focus on the Bitcoin halving, which is when the amount of Bitcoin issued per block reward gets cut in half. Powell says the M2 money supply likely plays a bigger role. Quoting the macro guru here, crypto isn't driven by the business cycle, but is driven by global liquidity. So this is the global M2 deviation from the trend. So it's the rate of change of M2 and how far away it is from the trend. And it's about 1.5 standard deviations away from the trend, and it's turning higher. That time it ever happened, both at the top and the bottom, leads to the turns in the crypto markets because liquidity drives crypto. Remember, this is not a cyclical asset, so it doesn't go back to where it was like oil and commodities. It's a network adoption model that goes up and to the right over time with these big volatile bands. A lot of people have the narrative that this is driven by the halving. Now, maybe the halving, which is the reduction in the supply of 4 years in Bitcoin, is a factor because it's correlated with liquidity. So what you're doing, you put more liquidity into the markets. It leads to more people able to allocate capital into a low supply environment, which is the halving. You don't need the halving as a necessary precursor. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And to check out this video he did entitled Buy Bonds in the Exponential Age, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next way of the day, Robert Kiyosaki warns of the biggest bond crash since 1788 and is waiting to buy Bitcoin at a lower price, as well as top crypto analyst predicts unexpected Bitcoin rally that fakes out the bears and shares his target. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my channel. Now, the greatest thing you can do to help show support and help us with the YouTube algorithm is smash that subscribe button, ring that bell, and drop a comment right down below. And I can't thank you enough for your continued support. And of course, you can find me over on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, and Apple's iTunes. So if you're not listening to the pod, be sure to check it out. And of course, you can find me all across social media, from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The author of Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, has made several fresh predictions about the stock and bond markets. Quoting him here, U.S. bond market crashes, biggest bond crash in 1788. Bond market's bigger than stock market. I am buying more gold, silver now, and waiting for Bitcoin to go lower. And he also stressed over China's real estate market crashing, noting there are over 90 million empty condos in China. In a follow-up tweet, here's what he shared. Losers watching stock market. Real problem is in bond market. Bond market 40 times larger than stock market. Pay attention to bonds, not stocks. Major crash to come. He also tweeted in April that bonds are the riskiest investment in the global meltdown. Quoting him here, tragically, rookie investors follow rookie advice of 60 stocks, 40 bonds mix, he opined, recommending investors buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin as insurance against morons running the world. A great reason to stack sats, wouldn't you say? Kiyosaki had repeatedly warned about market crashes and the state of the U.S. economy. And this week, he warned that inflation may lead to a greater depression, noting that real estate is crashing and foreclosures are up 700%. From last year, like whoa. And in April, he cautioned about hyperinflation and depression. He also said repeatedly, we were in the biggest bubble in world history. And in March, he predicted that the US dollar was about to implode, advising investors to buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana. Now here's where things get crazy. Kiyosaki says several times he is waiting for Bitcoin to bottom out to buy some more. Last month, he revealed he is waiting for the price of Bitcoin to test $1,100 before buying. I think he is absolutely crazy to think Bitcoin will drop to $1,100, but I guess you never know. But let me know your opinion down below. And earlier this month, he said he is in a cash position waiting to pick up bargains, including Bitcoin, as asset prices are crashing. So there you have it. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Closely followed crypto analyst Nicholas Merton of DataDash, shout out to Nicholas Merton, says that the market conditions have reached a point that an unexpected relief bounce that liquidates Bitcoin bears is becoming more likely. I hope he's right. In a new market update, the host of DataDash tells his 500,000 YouTube subs that just like in July of 2021, Bitcoin can pull off a bounce that catches most of the bears off guard. He says that Bitcoin's major moving averages are pointing towards a relief rally to about the $30,000 range. Quoting him here, we rallied all the way from $29,000 to $53,000 in July 2021. To put that into perspective, in just a matter of a few weeks, or simply put, less than months, we saw an 80% move in Bitcoin's price. Am I calling for that exactly? No. What I'm calling for is for us to come up and to retest this previous consolidative range, $30,000. There is no significant points of resistance here, and the moving averages are coming straight down into this point where it gives us a perfect setup for Bitcoin to come up and retest this range here and see if it could interact with these moving averages. A lot of people won't think it can happen. You'd be surprised how relief rallies can go to an exasperated level, especially in a market where there are an excessive amount of derivatives. And while Merton expects a relief rally for the king crypto in the short term, the analyst is still remaining cautious of the possibility that the top crypto asset by market cap hasn't reached its absolute bottom yet. According to the strategist, macro conditions are still weighing down on the digital asset market. Quoting him here, a lot of people think that this is the absolute bottom here on June 18th. And to be honest, I understand where many of them are coming from. We clearly have been in a very dramatic sell-off here and a nice rebound at that. Plus, we have finally flushed out a lot of the leverage and a lot of the excessive credit that people utilize in order to borrow cryptocurrencies to speculate. I get why people could think this is the absolute bottom, but you can't discount the reality that the macro environment is still in effect. It is still going to suppress long-term capital allocation for cryptocurrencies if we get back in this range. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst, and to watch this entire video entitled "The Bitcoin Mistake That the Majority of Traders Make" with Nicholas Merton, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin must close above 21,900 to avoid a fresh Bitcoin price crash, says top trader, as well as Tesla dumping 75% of its Bitcoin. Doesn't mean much, says the world's richest crypto billionaire, the Binance CEO, CZ, and explain why, as well as former Goldman Sachs executive Raul Powell, says crypto markets are on the verge of a reversal based on this one macro metric, which is the M2 money supply. And Robert Kiyosaki warns of the biggest bond crash since 1788, waiting to buy Bitcoin at a lower price. And we also discussed top crypto analysts predicting unexpected Bitcoin rally to fake out the bears, and I shared his target. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, our very own Inner Dino wrote, "Thanks, JV. Excellent show. You are the ultra professional. Cheers, fam. Always an honor. Thanks for tuning in. Hodl." Our next featured comment comes from Mr. Ruse X's, "When Bitcoin hits 1 million, Shiba hits 1 cent. I don't know about all that, but best of luck on Shib. Just saying." And our third and final featured comment comes from Avo, "Stimulus. What a effing joke. I agree 100%. I think stimulus is a joke, and it's a way to trick the people into printing more money and getting support behind it. But we all know we're paying for that, unfortunately, in inflation and hyperinflation around the world." And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.